Hi, my name is Pastor Matt Roush. I am a recently called missionary for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to the island of Puerto Rico. I will be joined on the field by my wife, Heather, and our oldest daughter, Isabella, who is 14, our son, Paul, who is 11, and our daughter, Sophia, who is 7 years old. We are thrilled and excited at the opportunity before us. We are excited for the adventures that lay before us, going to a new field of mission, a new field of ministry. And we ask for your prayers and your thoughts and your well wishes as we embark on this adventure. I've served as a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for the past 9 years. I graduated college in 2000 from Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon. And then I attended seminary at Concordia in St. Louis, graduated in 2005. My first call into the ministry was to Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran Church in Garrison, Minnesota, and I served there for 5 years, a wonderful small church in a resort community about 100 miles north of the Twin Cities, wonderful people who we are still close to and still have a lot of great relationships with. In 2010, we accepted the call and moved to Bear Creek, Wisconsin, about an hour west of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Packer Country, Dairy Farm Country, wonderful people there as well, a lot of great friends, a lot of great relationships we leave behind there, but we are thankful for the wonderful opportunity to serve in Word and Sacrament ministry in such a great parish community. I accepted this call this past summer that had been issued by the Board for International Mission, and if you had asked me back when I was in seminary if I would have ever considered being a missionary, I would have thought you were crazy. I would have never dreamed that this would lay in my future. But over the past several years, I guess you could say there's been a little bit of a itch inside of me to do something different. With the advent of social media, the internet, and the technology that's available, the world is such a smaller place. I get such a kick when I'm on Facebook and I get a friend request from a pastor in Siberia or a Lutheran in Africa. And all of a sudden you're networking with faithful Lutherans around the world who are so excited to learn Lutheran doctrine, who are so excited to be a part of the church. And that passion that people have for confessional Lutheranism throughout the world was something that really started getting me interested in serving in the mission field myself. And I can look back on it now and truly see how the Spirit is at work through the Word, how He stirs your heart towards doing something you would have never thought yourself capable of doing in the past. So we applied to serve as a missionary family and went through that process of interviews and paperwork and learning about potential mission possibilities. Our names were connected with several potential locations, and then it finally kind of settled down on Puerto Rico, and we learned that this would be the place that that we would be serving. It's a fantastic region with so many great opportunities. Puerto Rico really has no Lutheranism to speak of, a very small presence of Lutheranism. There's been some work done by other Lutheran denominations. The ELCA, the Wisconsin Synod, has some presence there. The Missouri Synod has done mission work in Puerto Rico in the city of Mayagüez for the last couple of decades. But over the last few years, there's been a real need to really reestablish that presence on the island. So we will be working with a congregation called Iglesia Luterana Príncipe de Paz, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, which is located in the city of Mayagüez. Mayaguez is on the western coast of the island. It's a city of about 90,000 people, and it's a pretty densely populated area. And the opportunities to confess Christ, to speak the gospel, to catechize people will be just incredible. There's such a great need for that in this area. Puerto Rico as a whole has gone through a lot of economic upheaval. They've been hit very hard economically the past couple of years. As a whole, the island has real financial difficulty, and unlike, say, a U.S. city, there's no bankruptcy protection for the island, so they're really just left to kind of dig themselves out of their hole. Unemployment has been around 15%, and so that's created, obviously, when you have that economic hardship, there's crime, there's poverty, there's a real need for the mercy that we as the church are able to provide. So we're really excited about that chance, those opportunities that are there to show the love of Christ in word and in deed, to organize intentional mercy work on the island, starting in Mayaguez, starting with a healthy congregation where word and sacrament ministry is the focus, where people are being fed, where they are being strengthened, and where they are being nourished by the means of grace. And prayerfully, as we do this, we'll also be looking for opportunities to plant more churches through the island of Puerto Rico, and really confess our Lutheran faith, teaching people with the small catechism, letting them know the love of Christ that is shown in his death for us and his promise of returning to raise us from the dead as he himself rose on Easter morning. What a wonderful message we have to proclaim, and what a great opportunity to carry this message. Before we head out onto the mission field, we are in a phase called support building, and support building entails myself and often my family visiting congregations throughout the synod and telling them about the work we will be doing in Puerto Rico, encouraging them to pray for us, to support us financially, to follow us through our newsletters website and even maybe possibly visiting us on the island one day. We have been doing the support building for a couple of weeks now, and I've had a chance to guest preach and visit some congregations. If any of you out there would like myself or another missionary to visit your congregation, look us up on Facebook or search for us on the Synod's website. Each missionary has a page, and you can contact us through there. And we would love to come and visit with you and tell you about the work going on in Puerto Rico and tell you how you can partner with us in that work. We'll hopefully be doing this for about another 5 or 6 months, and then, Lord willing, we will do some time doing language and culture training. Puerto Rico is a Spanish-speaking country, and I do not speak Spanish yet, so I am working diligently to learn the language so I can effectively communicate with people on the island. After we leave the States, we'll spend probably 10 weeks in a Spanish culture, kind of immersed in it. Could be in Puerto Rico, perhaps the Dominican Republic or Guatemala. There's a few places where that happens for a missionary. And we will live with a Spanish-speaking family, eat meals with them, converse with them, and really start to immerse ourselves in the culture. And then once we've done that for a short time, we will head to Puerto Rico and begin the work the Lord has in store for us. We are very excited, obviously a little bit nervous. That's kind of natural when you're making a big move like this. But my wife and my children and myself are eager to experience all of it and to have you experience it with us. Please include us in your prayers that we would have a good deployment experience, that especially our children would transition well to life as a missionary family. They're a little nervous about leaving behind friends and relationships and the sports and activities they do here in the States, but they're also excited to experience the new life on the island of Puerto Rico. Please pray for our families and friends that we leave behind. I would also ask that you pray for the congregation I just left, the parish I just left, Grace and Trinity Lutheran in Bear Creek, as they now go through the call process and seek a new pastor. Pray that the Lord would provide them with the means of grace, that they would continue to be fed and nourished. If you wish to learn more about our work in Puerto Rico and our preparation for it, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/RevRuesch, RUESCH. You can find my page on lcms.org/Ruesch, RUESCH. And I also have a blog at puertoricolutheran.org, and I'll be blogging about our adventures on there. You can follow along and see what we're up to. We thank all of you for the love and support that is so great throughout the church, for the prayers, for the love, for the compassion that each of you has for the missionaries out in the field. Please continue to keep us in prayer, as we will always keep the church as a whole in prayer. We give thanks for you and God's richest blessings to you now and always. Thank you so much.